USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The ID report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
United Auto Workers Union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 UAW members began picketing Sunday morning outside the truck maker's plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. UAW says unresolved issues include wage increases, job security pensions, and health benefits. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade talks with China.
We'll meet with the Vice Premier in Chile before the President's meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the President said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services. And he said China agreed to increase its purchase of U.S. agricultural products. The IRS extension deadline to file and pay taxes is tomorrow. People that don't file by then will be hit with a fine of up to 5% a month on the unpaid taxes. The IRS says more than 1 in 10 taxpayers asked for an extension this year. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to vote this week on President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
The New York Democrat said on Sunday he believes Trump's decision could put the U.S. at risk of a terror attack. Schumer says his proposed resolution would be bipartisan and include a plan to beat ISIS. I'm Morgan McCarthy.
The teen that escaped captivity after 88 days in Wisconsin says she feels stronger every day. It's been 1 year since Jamie Kloss was kidnapped from her home and her parents were killed. In a statement to ABC, the 14-year-old thanked everybody for their kindness and concern. She's been spending time with family, hiking with friends, now lives with her aunt, who says Jamie is courageously reclaiming her life. A vigil was held Sunday outside the home of 28-year-old Atania Jefferson, who was fatally shot by police while playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew. Here's Wendy King.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called before the police department, my neighbor would still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joker having another big week at the box office, earning an additional $55 million over the weekend. Coming in second, MGM's 3D computer animated adaptation of The Addams Family. That took in about $30 million in its debut weekend in theaters. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.